Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, before I jump into the podcast, go over and leave a five-star review. We really love those reviews. Leave some comments. I read all of them, and we would really appreciate that. But before we get started, I definitely want to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Mention Coach Unplugged, you get $450 off, and you'll get the best customer service you'll ever expect. Just mention Coach Collins, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's something, you know, when I started teachhoops.com, it was what I would have wanted as a young coach before, you know, all the state championships and all the nationally ranked teams that I've coached. And not to brag, just to kind of tell kind of my journey, I would have killed for this stuff because it would have made my life so much easier, a little bit of everything that you need to become a better basketball coach. And we are the only people out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in it so much. Follow the roadmap, work on your craft, and you get me, one-on-one mentoring. So I can't imagine anything better than that. I don't know. Anyway, go over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode 40. This is going to be a fun one. So, Coach, go ahead. I'm going to let you do this one because I have lots to say about this one. This is probably what, you can take my hat off. There's no hair. This has caused a lot over the years. It's not as bad as it used to be, but this one's caused a lot of heartache in my house.
I think, for me, I would have to agree with you too, is that when I first started out coaching, I utilized and I wanted the summer to be this magical thing, and it was going to take my team to the next level. And right. I was so frustrated with the amount of people coming up, and I had all these things organized and just created so much stress in my life. I felt like the summer was more stressful than the regular season. So the big question is, why are kids not coming into the gym in the summer?
Right.
Why? To make us angry? Yes. I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I
really don't.
I think there's bigger things that we have to really acknowledge and let coaches know and understand and be okay with everything.
Right. You know? And there's exceptions to this rule. There's those kids that, when will you open the gym? I got to be in there more. It's just like a classroom. There's exceptions. They're called outliers. They're 1.5 times IQR for anybody's statistician. They're not normal. Okay. So there are those kids. That is not the norm. And it wasn't the norm 30 years ago when I started. It's not the norm now. I'm not sure. I hear coaches say that they're being pulled in more directions than they were 30 years ago. I'm not sure that's true. I think maybe how they're being pulled away is a little bit different. But I mean, 30 years ago, they were going fishing. They were going hanging out with their friends. You know, there were other things that were happening. They were still being pulled. It was summer. I think it's happening because, first of all, I think kids should be kids in the summer partially. We personally, ever since the WIA changed the rules, we do skill work and we play some, and then I leave them alone. July is really about skill work. We're doing a little bit this year in July, but most of it's skill work. We're trying to make them better players. It's like I'm tutoring them in basketball kind of thing. Here's what you need to work on. Here's how you need to work on it, blah, blah, blah. June, for a couple weeks in June, we try to play. Because to be honest with you, I use it as a laboratory. I try to use it as, what are we seeing? And what can we work on? So that's why I tried to do it. But I think they're not coming in because they're being pulled in a lot of different directions, especially for people at smaller schools. They're multiple sport athletes. And I've talked to enough coaches over the last couple of years with this podcast that it's really about building relationships. And if your relationships get fractured in the summer, they're not going to come fight for you. Nobody wants to come sit in a gym that's 87 degrees in the middle of July. But if you've built a relationship, they will. They'll come put some shots up for you. They'll do some work for you. And if you don't, then, I think sometimes we as coaches build in our head what we want. And we're not college coaches. We can't hold the scholarship or, that kind of stuff. Or we're going to bring somebody else in to take your spot kind of threat. I don't think things have changed that much. I think how we adjust to it has to change.
I think so too, but I also think that kids are just getting burnt out. I think they play so many games at a young age.
That's a great point.
I was looking at my friend's Facebook post. Oh, my kid played 8 games over Memorial Day weekend. Like, did they go to a parade? Did they go have a cheeseburger with their family? Right. Like, 8 games for a 6th grade boy? Yeah. That's ridiculous, man. I'm sorry.
There's two things. One thing is the amount of – there's just an article about injuries happening, the kids happening, doing it too much. That's the first thing. Second thing is, I mean, my son's a good high school basketball player. He's a good basketball player. But I didn't burn him out. He still likes playing. He still wants to go to the gym. When we get off of here, when can I go in? So he's still – because I wasn't that dad. Like, let's go.
Right.
He hasn't played AAU in 2 years. He plays. He goes open gyms. He'll do stuff with us in the summer. But he's not playing 17 games this weekend. Now,
no.
Does it hurt him a little bit? Maybe a little bit.
But he's not that 2% though either. Let's be honest. He's not the 2%. You're his dad. You acknowledged that before. But like, yeah. Here's my issue.
But he can shoot like anybody, at 23 feet.
Right. My daughter's 5 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm a big soccer coach too, and she plays with our club. And
soccer's as bad as, yeah.
Right. And so I remember the first time I tried to run camp with being there, and every time she just
wanted. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. We would really appreciate that. Make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who all get better. I know you are sitting there right now going, I want to become a better coach. I want a mentor. I want somebody that's going to help. I can do it. I've been through everything you've done in 30 years, and I've coached at the highest level. I know what you're going through, unlike any other coaches out there. So let me help you become a better basketball coach. Go over and check it out. Also, if you're thinking of doing any shopping on Amazon, make sure you go over and check www.teachhoops.com/Amazon. Go over and check that out. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
And every time she just wanted to please me. And then after that, I let somebody else coach her, let her have fun, and just, let somebody else coach her and have fun. And now she wants me to play with her and practice with her all the time. I just think that we, at younger ages, we become more demanding. I need to go to 18 different basketball camps. Yep. I got to do this. And then by the time they're summer, they're exhausted. Like, this is not fun anymore.
Right.
Like, when I was a kid. I think
what's happened is other sports have taken the
same replication. Like baseball, dude. Everybody's got turf fields. Everybody plays all summer,
Volleyball.
Volleyball, boom.
Soccer, all that, yes.
I mean, everything. Everybody has become like, how, and then we'll talk about this in July about the decline of youth sports. We are the reason we decline. We want kids to have, the best of the best at such a young age. And I mean, and really, it's depleted the game of high school basketball. Teams are not as good as they used to be. They're not. And there's a discrepancy of there's some really good teams, and then there's a lot of bad teams now. Because kids are just worn out. They don't want to play anymore, or they're playing one sport.
Are you talking about in the summer in the AU?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It used to be more balanced. It's like the haves and have-nots now.
But even in high school, regular high school basketball too now.
Right.
There's the haves, some has, but there's a lot of bad teams now. Really bad teams. You know, we could talk about certain areas of Wisconsin where the region has just depleted, you know? Right.
Yes. It's true. It's one of the proudest things that I've talked about with our program is, you know, since 2002, we've been good.
I mean, yeah, but your whole area, your region has been able to stay consistent. And that's something to be proud of because
our region,
the Milwaukee metropolitan area, has gone like pathetic. It's just so sad.
Right.
Because
suburbs haven't. Suburbs have been really good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I teach from Milwaukee Public Schools, man. So I want to see some city schools do a little bit better. So
I know.
I missed those days. It was the Madison schools versus the Milwaukee schools. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was my days. It was like, it was MPE. You had to beat MPE. I mean, my first title in 05, it was like, there's an article. It's on the wall over there that.
I read that article. MPS. I remember that. Yeah, it was a big deal, dude.
Oh my God. It was great. It was Wesley's senior year. It was like,
I was at
Memorial
that
Memorial beat a Milwaukee school.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Like the world was like, they were ready to throw us a parade. Swear to God. That's when people liked us. Yeah.
So I think the hardest thing for people to understand is you just have to accept that this is the culture that it is.
Yeah. Yes.
And it sucks. For me, when I was a kid, it was about me and my buddies. We got a ride. We went outside. We played ball out in the outside courts. We played all night, or we went to the YMCA. And that was the way we played basketball. It wasn't super organized. It was just us. And we got better because we played older guys.
Right.
That's what we did. It was so much fun, dude. And the best thing is it was less stressful. I didn't have to please anybody. There wasn't organized. If I got fouled, I got fouled. I didn't worry about referees. It was the authentic, the great part of the game that it's missing.
Right.
I don't know.
It is.
I miss those gym rat kids because we've lost that.
Yes, we have. We have. There's still some there, and I've got some in my program. There are definitely some gym rat kids, but they're not like they used to be. Yet.
But I also think it's important that your position as a high school coach is to let parents know that and to be honest with them and show them the data and the communication with that about the value of don't overdo things with your child, even in your youth program and stuff, because I think you can create that gym rat mentality and those type of kids in your program if you communicate and embrace that in your program as you continue on where you're coaching.
Right. I agree. All right. Let's end with that. That's perfect.
Sounds good.
Right,
hold on. Our full time out today is best high school warm up song. You've been coaching for 30 years, so your song could be from a lot of different decades.
Gosh. That's a tough one. Best warm up song. Anything played by a live band.
Oh, I agree. So that was my first thing is anything's better when the band is playing.
Yes.
I like Sweet Caroline.
I like Sweet Caroline.
I really like Eye of the Tiger when it's played by the band. It's pretty powerful. Yeah. I like that. And then if it's going to go from an actual band recording, AC/DC Thunderstruck always puts me in a good mood.
That's good. that's why I like to go to – that's why I'm going to be sad at some point if Beloit leaves the Big 8 because that's literally one of my favorite to go down to Beloit. The whole band's there.
I think that's one of my favorite reasons to go to state tournament, dude. When the bands are there, man, it's just awesome. The feeling or sectional game with the band, it just doesn't get any better.
It does. I love that. That's great. Good question, Coach.
All right. Sounds good.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed that. Make sure you subscribe and like. Make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I can't imagine a better time to become a better basketball coach. I will give you my personal email address. I will respond to your questions. And then on top of that, you have community, you have DVDs, you have handouts, you have a little bit of everything that you need to become a better basketball coach. Go over and check it out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.